Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Thursday, May 29, 2008. One civilian died in Gaza due to Israeli army attacks, while in the West Bank, Israeli troops continue to attack Palestinian farmers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported on Thursday that a Palestinian civilian has been pronounced dead due to wounds he sustained on Wednesday. Ahmed Al-Amour was pronounced dead after being injured during yesterday's Israeli attack, which targeted the southern Gaza Strip towns of Khan Yunis and Rafah. Two Palestinian fighters were killed during the Israeli airstrikes and ground invasion into the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, while nine others were left wounded. Early on Thursday morning, an Israeli army force invaded the northern Gaza city of Beit Hanun and kidnapped several civilians. Witnesses reported that Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded the outskirts of Beit Hanun city under the cover of heavy artillery. Troops forced civilians from their homes, then abducted at least 30 residents, taking them to unknown locations. The Israeli army kidnapped four Palestinian civilians during an attack targeting the village of Na'alin, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah on Thursday morning. Ayman Nafi', the mayor of Na'alin, stated that the abductions were aimed at foiling a nonviolent action against the illegal Israeli wall that was due to take place today in the village. Nafi' added that the Israeli wall will annex 2,500 dunums of the village land. The 4 dunums is 1 acre. The village of Na'alin has lost 40,000 dunums of land during the 1948 war. Earlier this week, the Israeli army attacked a nonviolent protest organized by the villagers of Na'alin. At least 20 civilians were injured by the army fire. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Shmawi.